Hello, wonderful parent. I'm Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something that might be happening in your home right now. Your child was doing so well with potty training, and suddenly the accidents are back. First, let me say this. You are not alone. What you're experiencing is completely normal, and it doesn't mean you failed or that your child is regressing in a bad way. In fact, what's happening is a beautiful sign that your child is processing something important in their world. Let me explain what research tells us about this. When young children between ages 2 and 3 experience toilet training regression, it's almost always because their little minds and hearts are working hard to understand changes happening around them. Dr. Noah Schwartz, a pediatrician at Cleveland Clinic, explains that stress is the most common reason for these regressions. And here's what's so important to understand. What feels stressful to a young child might not be what we adults would consider stressful. Starting a new daycare, welcoming a new baby sibling, moving to a new home, or even smaller changes like a new bedtime routine. These transitions ask your child's brain to work overtime. And when their cognitive and emotional resources are focused on processing these changes, the skill they recently learned staying dry temporarily takes a back seat. It's not that they've forgotten. It's that their attention is somewhere else, somewhere important. Think about it this way. When you're going through something challenging in your own life, maybe a big project at work or a family situation that's weighing on your mind, you might forget to do things you normally do automatically. You might leave your keys in unusual places or forget an appointment. Your child's experience is similar. They're not choosing to have accidents. They're simply overwhelmed by the work of growing and adapting. Now, here's where your response becomes so powerful. Research shows that how parents handle regression significantly impacts how long it continues. When we respond with patience and understanding rather than frustration or pressure, children move through this phase more quickly. When we validate their experience and offer gentle support, we're teaching them that challenges are temporary and that we're here to help them through. So what does this look like practically? First, take a deep breath. This is temporary. Your child will get back on track. Second, return to the basics that worked when you first started potty training. If sticker charts helped before, bring them back. If gentle reminders worked, use them again. The strategies that built confidence initially will help rebuild it now. Third, and this is so important, talk with your child. Get down on their level and ask if anything feels different or scary. Sometimes children can't articulate what's bothering them, but the conversation itself shows them you're paying attention and you care. Keep your tone warm and non-judgmental. If your child senses you're upset about the accidents, it can actually make the regression last longer. Early childhood educator Janet Lansbury reminds us that when children are allowed to lead their own potty learning journey with gentle support, they develop deeper self-confidence that extends beyond toileting to other developmental areas. This means that how we handle this regression isn't just about getting back to dry pants. It's about teaching our children that setbacks are normal, that we believe in them, and that learning happens in waves, not straight lines. Now, I want to share something with you. In the magic book, there's a story called The Gentle Glow of Friendship. It's about a little one named Eily who feels scared during a nighttime bathroom trip. She and her friend Igor discover that their night light glows brighter whenever they share comforting hugs. This story isn't about fixing toilet training regression, but it is about something deeply connected. It's about how scary moments become manageable with gentle support and connection. When you read this story with your child, you might create your own gentle glow ritual around bathroom time. Maybe you offer extra comfort and presence during this phase. Maybe you remind your child that you're there to help them feel safe and confident, just like Eily's friend was there for her. The story becomes a gentle way to talk about feelings and support without making bathroom time feel like a big, pressured deal. Here's what I want you to remember. Toilet training regression is not a failure. It's a sign that your child is processing something important. It's a sign that they're growing, adapting, and learning to navigate their world. And most importantly, it's temporary. Your child learned to use the potty once. They will learn again. The skills are still there. They just need a little time, a little patience, and a lot of your warm, steady presence to find their way back. You're doing beautifully. Even on the days when it feels frustrating, even when you're doing more laundry than you'd like, you're doing exactly what your child needs. You're showing up, you're staying calm, and you're believing in them. That's the magic that helps children grow. With love and starlight, Inara.